Hi, this is Catherine Cutto, and you're listening to a recording of part 5 of Energy Clearing through the Five Elements on the Fire Element.
So we're going to go to the meditation section for the Fire Element. And first of all, we'll start with asking the questions, scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is yes and 1 is no. And so just tuning in, and if you could type in to me what your answer, that'd be great. So the first question, so just tuning in, the first question is, how much do you feel is if you're able to engage in the outer world as opposed to feeling too tired and exhausted to socialize with people? So if you're able to engage in the outer world, you've got enough energy to do that, to socialize, you enjoy that at the moment, then that's a 10. Whereas you're just feeling like you've got nothing more to give, then that's a 1. So I think the average is probably about a 4 or 5. The second one is, how happy and joy-filled do you feel as opposed to being sad and melancholy? So if you're happy and joy-filled, then that's a 10. Whereas if you are, you feel quite sad and melancholy, then that's a 1. Okay, so we've got some high numbers, but mostly low. I'd say the average, maybe about a 5. The third one is, how much are you able to enjoy life and its journey as opposed to feeling anxious and panicked a lot of the time? So if you're enjoying life, you know, and you're meeting the challenges, but you're able to move through them easily, then that's a high number. Whereas if you feel like really anxious and panicked a lot of the time, then that's a low number. So, again, we've got a little bit of a variety, but let's say probably a 5 or a 6. Okay, how much are you able to have fun and play on a regular basis? So if you're able to, yeah, have fun, then it's a 10. And if not, then it's a 1. So, yeah, look, they're all quite similar. I'd say the average is probably about a 5. Someone said, yeah, especially in lockdown, it's a bit hard, which is true. And the final one is, how open are you to having deep, meaningful, heart-based relationships? You know, and that can be romantic ones, but also, you know, friendships or, you know, the family. These were a bit higher. I would say the average is about an 8. There's a couple of lower ones, but yeah, it was a bit higher. Okay. So I'm going to do the meditation. So I want you to get into a nice comfortable position and take some nice deep grounding breaths. So we're going to breathe in love and breathe out hurt. Breathe in peace. And breathe out vulnerability. And breathe in openness. And breathe out shutness. And I want you to take your energy up 300 meters above you, where you see, sense, or feel the light. And today, because we're working on the fire element, we're going to let in lots of love energy. So just bring in, I love, I love, I love. And bring the light down into your third eye. and opening and awakening your third eye and bringing in that love energy. I love, I love, I love. And bringing the light down into your ears and opening and awakening your hearing senses and being open to the message of I love, I love, I love. And bringing the light down into your throat center and filling it up with this energy. I love, I love, I love. Bringing the light down into your shoulders and washing it down all the way down through your arms and out through your fingertips. And bringing that energy of I love, I love, I love. And just loving your hands, your arms, your fingers, thanking them for all the things they do for you. And bringing the light down into your heart center and filling it up with this energy. I love, I love, I love. And bringing the light down into your solar plexus area and just filling it up, this beautiful loving energy. I love, I love, I love. And bringing the light down into your sacral area and opening and awakening at this energy of I love, I love, I love. And bringing the light down into your pelvis and down through your legs, your knees, your shins, your calves, your ankles, and your feet, and filling them all up this energy of I love, I love, I love. And bringing the light all the way down into the center of the earth. So go down, 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 down. And again, we're going to bring in this energy of love. Mother Earth loving energy. She's got your back. And we're going to draw that back up through our legs, through our stomachs, through our chests, through our throats, and our heads, and just filling up from above and below with this energy of I love, I love, I love. And then from your heart center, I want you to expand out all the way around you in a 360-degree circle. Going past the room you're in, past the building you're in, past the city you're in, past the state you're in, past the country you're in, and all the way we can go to the edges of the earth and beyond. I love, I love, I love. So I want you to go to the place where you feel exhausted and tired. So exhausted that you can't socialize with other people. Even if you're able to, you don't really want to. You're just too tired. You don't have any more to give. Go to that place, and where do you feel it in or around your body? And just tune into that place. And I want you to ask it, what does it need from you? What can you do for it to make it feel filled up, energized, and restored? And whatever that is, I want you to give it to that part of your body. So just imagine you're giving it whatever it is. Just see yourself doing that, filling up. And then I want you to scan your body again and just go to another part of your body See if you can see any areas of darkness, heaviness, exhaustion, and just go to that place. We're just going to fill up with this loving energy. I love, I love, I love. And again, ask it, what does it need? What does it want from you? And just give it to that part of your body. Fill it out. It might be a color it needs, or it might be a hug. It might be, you know, just allow it to have a bath. It might be some flowers. It might be just some time out to read a book. And so just imagine you giving it to that part of your body. Just give it to it. And fill up with this loving vibe. I love, I love, I love. And then I want you to go to your heart space. And I want you to tune in to, what is it that makes you feel the most sad? And just really tune into it, just like you would if you're a mother or a father for it. Just hold that space for it and just ask it gently, what is it that's making you so sad, so down, so melancholy? And if you get a message, try and remember the message. And I want you to ask yourself, what was the first age that you felt this way? And the first age that pops into your mind. And who did you imprint that feeling from? Was it from your mom? Was it from your dad? Was it from yourself? Or was it from someone else? And so we're focusing on our hearts, we know where it is. And what's the emotion connected to it? So besides sadness, melancholy, is there an emotion? Is there a thought, feeling? What's connected to it? Maybe there's even a story around it. Don't go into the story too much, but just might give you a little aha. But if not, it's okay. Just focus on the feeling, focus on that area of your body. And then we're going to pour in a tsunami of light. So just imagine this tsunami of light coming in from above and below into your heart center and clearing away, clear and transmute anywhere and everywhere. You feel this sadness. You feel this tiredness. It feels too much. You feel heartbroken. You feel like there's no point. All of this clear and transmute across time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere that you took this energy on from that age, from whomever you took it on from, and you filled into your heart space, we're just going to fill it out, clear it out. This is the tsunami of light, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you lost hope, you became despairing, you felt this loss and sadness and darkness. You're going to clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere it feels too hard to connect with others. You feel closed. You feel there's too much hurt. You don't want to get hurt anymore. Just clear and transmute that across the time, dimension, space, and reality. So bring in more light. Bring in more light, guys, from above and below. We're just going to blast this away. Tsunami of light, blasting away all the hurts, all the damage, all the pain. lost it away and clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, and then we're going to fill it up. So just bring in whatever color light you want to bring in to fill up that area in your heart space. What would it take to feel loved? What would it take for you to be open to having relationships? What would it take for you to love yourself? What would it take for you to feel joyful again? What would it take for you to have laughter? What would it take for you to be able to see the good in everything? What would it take for you to be able to have this childlike, playful energy? And no matter what the circumstance, what would it take for you to be able to see the joy in living and the joy in doing every little task that you do? And anything and everything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. So I want you to tune into, is there something like an incident or a situation that when you think about it is the thing that causes you the most stress, that you get all worked up about or you get sad about or feels hurtful? So just think of that thing, you know, whether it's a situation or incident, and if you can type it into me, that could be helpful. So something that's of a low vibration could be, you know, you had a fight with someone, but, you know, try and think of something really good that every time you think about it, it upsets you. So if you've got your thing, I want you to tune into where it is that you feel it in or around your body. And I want you to ask yourself, is this incident catapulting you into a new direction in your life? So we're just being open to the possibility of finally getting over this thing. So no judgment. We're not saying that it was okay if it involved someone else. We're not saying that they're in the right, but we're just working on how we can get over it. Okay, so how is this situation or this incident or this thing, how is it forcing you to go to a higher vibration? So again, just be open and think, is there anything that it's forced you to do that is of a higher vibration? And what is it making you do or see differently? So you've got your thing and someone's just asked for clarification. So we're not saying that it was okay if it involves someone else. I'm not saying, like, you know, an extreme example, if someone was abused by someone, we're not saying that it was okay for them to abuse you. But, you know, maybe from that abuse it led you to then to go into higher vibrations by being able to examine patterns in your life of what led you to the abuse. And, you know, it might have allowed you to become more loving. It maybe allowed you to become a healer yourself. You know, so is there anything that situation or that incident did that you can see has led you to a higher vibration? You know, it might be pushing you in a new direction that you wouldn't have gone if it hadn't. hadn't have happened. Okay, but we're looking for higher vibration. So in what way is it pushing you in a new direction? Okay, and you know, at a minimum, you might see that it's weighing you down. So just have a look at how it's weighing you down if you can't see any higher vibration coming from it. And what other possibilities could you see about it? Could you look at it in another way? And just think, if you had a loving, compassionate perspective about it, what could you love about it? What does it bring you that you could love about it? So I'm just asking the same sort of question in a different way, just pushing you to go deeper and deeper. And maybe you notice that you even love how you get to be in a lot of vibrations about it. So it might be that if you can't think of anything good, then, you know, maybe it's that you love that you're angry about it, or you love that you get to hold this over someone else. So can you look at it in that way? So again, what benefit is it bringing you? And if your first reaction is nothing, then ask it, what benefits could it bring you if you were to finally get over it and to just love it? And if the incident or the situation involves another person, I want you to get another perspective on them and to think about them from a compassionate perspective. You know, like if you're a mother or a father and you would to your child who's still learning to grow, what catapulted this person to do this or for this to happen to them? You know, can you look at it from that perspective and see it from their eyes? And just add more love. I love, I love, I love. And if it just involves yourself, then do that to yourself. You know, imagine you're a mother or father to yourself and ask yourself, can you look at yourself in that loving perspective? What created this in your life that you could see from a motherly or fatherly perspective that led you to create this in your life? And what other good thing came from it? What did you learn from it? And what personal changes have you made now because of this incident? And sometimes when we have things like this, we make decisions in our life that can prevent us from moving forwards. So was there a decision or a judgment or a choice that you made at that moment when it happened or over time that are blocking you from living your life? And if so, where do you feel that in your body? So bring in a lot of light into that part of your body and everything that created this decision. We're going to clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Can you see compassion for the other person involved in this situation if there was another person? And can you see compassion for yourself and forgive yourself for any choices you made at that time that were based on the vibe that you were then, and see that you're different now? And can you see that the other person is different now too? So just pouring so much love into yourself and into the other person, and just focusing on that part of your body and putting in, I love, I love, I love. So I want you to think about the thing that you said at the start, and let me know if you're feeling a bit lighter about it. And remember that when you get the recording, you can go back and listen to it again. And you can also do this again about other things. So we're just adding love. We're just looking at it from a different perspective, being compassionate with ourselves, being compassionate with other people around us. Just bringing that light in. I love, I love, I love. And if you're still feeling stuck and you can't see the higher vibe in it, then we can ask the four questions. Okay, so what age did you first feel this way? And where do you feel that, in or around your body? And who did you get this feeling from? Your mom, your dad, yourself, or someone else? And what's the emotion connected to it? And bringing in a ton of light, a tsunami of light from above and below, and blasting it away and clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. And then bring in so much light. What would it take for you to feel love in every part of your body and every cell and every nook and cranny and all the spaces between the spaces? What would it take for you to put so much love and light? What would it take for you to be filled up with this beautiful love energy? What would it take for you to know that you did the best with the tools that you had at the time, and to give yourself so much forgiveness? And what would it take for you to be able to send love and light to the other person, if there was another person, and allow them to be filled up as well, to forgive them? And what would it take for you to be able to be grateful for what happened, and to know that you have grown so much and you're a different person now? What would it take for you to feel this light, to feel this love, to feel it at ease? What would it take for you to be able to have fun, to be able to play, to feel light, to be free? What would it take for you to be free? And let's go into anywhere and everywhere that you don't feel free. What was the first age that you felt you weren't free, that you couldn't do what you wanted to do? You felt held down, stuck, there were too many rules, all of that. What was the first age? And where do you feel that in or around your body? And who did you get that from? And who did you imprint that energy from? So not who imposed the rules, but whose energy was it that felt stuck and felt not free? Was it your mom, your dad, yourself or was it someone else's? And what's the emotion connected to it? So again, bringing in a tsunami of light from above and below, blasting it away, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What would it take for you to bring in love? What would it take for you to feel free? What would it take for you to feel light? What would it take for you to feel like a bird? Free to fly away. What would it take for you to be happy and joyful? What would it take for you to be able to sing and have laughter? What would it take for life to feel fun and joyful and anything in the way of that? Clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What was the first age that life didn't feel fun? And whom did you imprint that from? Who did you imprint that from? Was it from your mom? Did she not have fun? Was it your dad? Did he not know how to have fun? Was it just yourself or was it someone else? And where do you feel that in or around your body? And what's the emotion connected to that? So bringing in a ton of light from above and below, a tsunami of light, blasting that away. Clear and transmute anywhere and everywhere that you felt that life wasn't fun, that you took that on from those around you, anywhere and everywhere that life felt like a burden, it felt so hard and felt sad. Anywhere and everywhere you felt you had to work and just work and work and work. Anywhere and everywhere that you lost the spark in your eyes, that you lost the spark of life, the joy. We're going to clear and transmute all that across the time, dimension, space, and reality. Just bringing in more light, bringing so much light, more light, more light, more light into the top of your head and from below. Into that part of your body and all around. Blast away anywhere and everywhere that life feels hard, that life feels like it's a grind, that this feels like there's no point, that you've lost the meaning of life, that life feels like a chore, it feels like a daily grind, all of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Bring in more light and bringing in some pink light of love. What would it take for you to be filled with love and joy and playfulness? What would it take for you to find joy, to go skipping down the street through the fields? What would it take for you to feel like a puppy who's full of life and joy? What would it take for you to bring that smile back on your face? What would it take for you to be able to open up your heart to so much love that's around you? And anything and everything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the questions. So the first question is, how much do you feel now is if you're able to engage in the outer world as opposed to feeling too tired and exhausted to socialize with people? Okay, that went up to say like a 6 or a 7. Okay, the second one is, how happy and joyful do you feel now as opposed to being sad and melancholy? Okay. Okay. That one went up to about a 7, I'd say. And the third one is how much you're able to enjoy life and its journey now as opposed to feeling anxious and panicked a lot of the time. That was probably about a 7 too. And how much are you able to have fun and play? Or do you feel like you can now? That's probably about a 7 as well. Okay, and how open are you to having deep and meaningful heart-based relationships? I'd say that's about a 9.5. Okay, it was pretty high to start with, just that one though, too. All right, great. So, yeah, that's the end of the series. And thank you so much for joining me. I've so enjoyed having you all here with me for this journey through the five elements, and hope that you've enjoyed it too and you've got a lot out of it. And you know, you've got the recordings and you'll get the recording for this one too. So, you know, go back and, you know, really listen to the audios in particular. And especially if there's one that, you know, you really perhaps maybe didn't move as much as you would have liked to, and, you know, listen to that one. And, you know, it can be, you know, it can be really beneficial to do that. And, you know, I know there's some people who've done that with some of the recordings already, and they've had some really great breakthroughs. So, you know, just keep at it, and, you know, things do get better. And if, you know, if you want to type in anything to me about, you know, today's session or the course in general, you can do that now. Otherwise, I'll probably send out a little feedback form for you. If you wouldn't mind filling out, that would be awesome. And yeah, but otherwise, you know, thank you so much. And I really appreciate your openness to exploring these things that can be, you know, it can be easy to just go through life just sort of plodding along. But, you know, the more we look at things and we're able to shift through them, then the more we can expand and grow and to live happier lives. And so I will stop the recording now, but thank you so much, and you know, I hope to see you again in the future.